Hi, it's Michelle. Thank you for joining me for this segment of Daily Bread with Jam, a Holy Spirit You channel podcast. We are a Whosoever Will podcast because God is a Whosoever Will God. So one of the foundational things that we have to understand is spirit. In order to understand what God said, why he said it, who he is, in order to understand the Godhead, Father, Son, and Spirit, there are some immutable laws of spirit that we have to understand. So I'm going to review those. One, spirit is preeminent. Two, supernatural is greater than natural. Three, spiritual is greater than physical. Four, human beings are catalysts for spirit, not creators of spirit. Five, there are spiritual laws guiding our lives. Six, spiritual laws are immutable. Seven, time is a manifestation of eternity. It is not separate from eternity. Eight, we are not, quote unquote, air quotes, only human. We are human beings. We each consist of a spirit and soul in a body. We are spirit first. Number nine, spiritual literacy is essential to understanding life in general and your life specifically. 10, spiritual genealogy is a thing. Let me review those one more time. Spirit is preeminent. That's number one. Number two, supernatural is greater than natural. Three, spiritual is greater than physical. Four, human beings are catalysts for spirit, not creators of spirit. Five, there are spiritual laws guiding our lives. Six, spiritual laws are immutable. Seven, time is a manifestation of eternity. It is not separate from eternity. Eight, we are not only human, we are human beings. We each consist of spirit and soul in a body. We are spirit first. Number nine, spiritual literacy is essential to understanding life in general and your life specifically. 10, spiritual genealogy is a thing. Now, at some point, I may do a segment on each of those separately, but in order for us, part of the challenge that we have as those who believe is that we don't understand basic spiritual principles, the basic spiritual laws that are in place that allow and make way for God to commune with us. The reason we can't understand God, and I'm not saying that we will ever understand him in totality. The Word of God, in fact, says you see in part and that dimly. It's like looking through a dirty glass. You can see, but you can't see clearly. So we're not meant to understand God in the fullness. That'll come later. But we are meant to understand some things, and we are to be better able to understand what he's saying in his Word and why. But we miss this part. We miss understanding immutable laws of spirit. And therefore, we try to aspire to the things of God in the flesh. That's why he says, I have to send my spirit. I have to send spirit. You can't do this in the flesh. The flesh has a purpose, but it's not the purpose you're using it for. So I'm going to come and make myself like you, without compromising who I am. But I have to become like you so that I can send my spirit, which is really where the work is done. I love you. I bless you. I pray for you. I ask God to multiply back to you the time that you gave to spend with me today. I'll look forward to seeing you next time. Bye-bye.